Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schutz for Avi Marim Yimarazi Sheyuchyu. Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Moshe Mordechai. Hayach Hevet Fegabas and Chalit Espas and Sach Shachal Yisrael. And this is based on the Sefer Mercheshes from the great Gaon Reb Chaim Chanuch Egis, Zechet Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, Simon Beis. The Rambam in the ninth parak of Avos Klei Mikdash Halacha Gimel writes, "Vakareh Piyamil Loike." Somebody rips the opening of the Mi'il, the border of the opening of the Mi'il, of the cloak of the Kohen Gadol, Schayev Malkus Loike, Shinamra Loi Karea, Wedin Lacho Big De Kahuna, Shakaran Derech Hashchasa Loike. This applies to all Big De Kahuna. If one rips them Derech Hashchasa with a destructive intent, he is liable for lashes. So we have, you're not allowed to be Karea Pi Ami'il, Loi Karea. And also, if you rip any Big De Kahuna Derech Hashchasa, you get Malkus, the Mishnah Lamelech, writes that it would appear from the Rambam that he's mechalek between the Mi'il and other Big Day Kahuna. Mi'il, you're chayev, even if you rip it shaloi b'derech hashchase. Big Day Kahuna, you're only chayev if you rip him derech hashchase. Ayin sham in the Mishnah Lamelech, he brings the name of the Sefer Karban Chagiga to be mechalek like that, but the Mishnah Lamelech writes, will the didi lesnu lahani mili tzizanon chaltnish. I don't hold from these things. I don't know if he spoke Yiddish, probably not. The minaya de minolan, kevin deker milsa, the korea shar big de kuna loike, alfinami meal, kevin minaya lechalek ben ashavim. So again, we have a chilek the Mishnah Melech brings that the meal is any type of ripping, and the other big de kuna are only if you do it in a destructive manner and not any type of ripping. So it has to be destructive. If you do it in order to fix it, it would be okay. It has to be destructive. And that's when it comes to the other begadim. When it comes to the me'il, you get malchus no matter what. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, I don't understand this chilek. Why be mechalek between the different big day kahuna? And bechlal, the whole makor for not ripping is from the Mi'il, so how can you make a chilek and say the Mi'il is any type of ripping? And the other begadim is dafka derech hashchasa. So it appears, says the Gaon Bala Marcheshes, Shemin Kondomo, that be'emes ain kavanas harambam l'chalek bein Mi'il l'shar big de kahuna, ve'ikar ha'isr shel kriya. U'ma shalai kosev harambam gamal Mi'il dafka b'korei derech hashchasa, u'mishum the iser kriyas big day kahuna ain't like a shikarin boifin shinifsalu, the nishchesu, the ainan ruim lavoida. Rambam doesn't mean to be mechalek to distinguish between the me'il and other big day kahuna and the ikar iser kriya. Neither the Rambam didn't write about the me'il that it has to be korei derech hashchasa. It's because the prohibition of ripping the big day kahuna is only when you rip them in such a way that they become puzzle and they become destroyed and are no longer fit for Aveda. We paskin in Zvachim Daf Yitches that Big Day Kahuna Mikoy Roin Psulim La Aveda. That Big Day Kahuna that are ripped are disqualified from the Avod, and therefore, if you rip them in such a way that they become disqualified for the Avod, you rover Nilav of Loikari, and that's Derech Hashchasa. That's the Rambam means Derech Hashchasa. The Rambam, before what I said about fixing is the Ritbaz, that if Derech Hashchasa means not in order to, if you do it in order to fix it, it's fine. But now we're saying Pshat is, like Rambam Chesha says, that it's that he's over in the love of Loikari, the Zoe Derech Hashchasa, Because Rambam, in other words, it has to be that he can't use it for the avod anymore. Boifin shemashchisam upoislan, she'enam ru'uyin oid la'aveda. You're destroying them such that they are no longer fit for the avoda. Uvevadei bigdei kehuna mikoiron einan nefsalim bekriyas mashu levada. Uvevadei tzarich ezo shiur shi'anira shehen mikoraim. So bigdei kehuna are not passeled, they are not disqualified if you're just koireya epesam mashu. You definitely need some sort of shear in order to be chayiv. The ikar time of the big day kahuna psula mikurayim manuel mishum shein lekavod teferes. Why are big day kahuna that are ripped pasul? Because it's not lekavod teferes. And if so, vaday bikliyam muetet. If it's a little bit of a rip that's barely distinguishable, then you can barely see, that's not considered a kriya, that's not considered a ripping that would passel them. And if so, if he rips them, a little bit of a ripping, that it's not considered ripping to become passel, he's not over on the lav of lo yikareya, since they are still able to be used with tzarech avoida. And therefore the Rambam writes, derech hashchosa. What's meant is derech hashchasa. That means kriya kazois azak kriya shenifsalim. That's that you passel it with this kriya, and you can no longer use it for the aveda. So based on what we explained, the derech hashchasa the Rambam means ba'ofen shenifsal. We understand very good that if one is kirea piyam yil, he's like it. The Rambam doesn't write derech hashchasa. Because Kriyas Pi HaMe'il is alone is enough. That's Derech HaShchasas HaMe'il B'Korei HaPiv, and that's based on what the Rambam writes in the very same halacha earlier. Dr. Rambam, that HaMe'il Kuloi Tcheles, the meal was made entirely of sky blue colored wool. V'chutav Kfulim, its strands were 12 fold, Shnei Masar, Kfulim Shnei Masar. Ufiv, and its opening, Arug, was woven, and that is where its weave began. Ufiv Arug b'tchilas arugasai. Its opening was woven, and that's where its weave began. As it says, 28:32, its opening for the head shall be folded over within it. Its opening shall have a border of weaver's work. As a translation of the pasuk. So the Rambam continues, "Ve'en lo beis yad el nechak l'shtei knofayim, misoif hagaron ad lemata kederach kol ha'me'ilim." It doesn't have an opening for its arms. It's a big debate about this. Instead, it was divided into two flaps, from below the throat and downward, like all cloaks. So what happens if it's only connected at the top? So let's say he cuts it a little bit at the top. It's going to rip. It's not going to be kosher anymore. You don't have to do derech hashchasa. Just kriyas pi hamil alone is enough. That's derech hashchasa sami'il, the korei apiv. You don't have to make a significant rip. You make a little bit of a rip in the opening, and boom, the whole thing is pasul. The moment you rip the opening, the whole thing is opened up. It's not kedin upasalhu. And therefore he's over on the lav of lo yikareya, kevin shekara peh, are pasle. Since you rip the peh, You passed it, and you can no longer fix it. Because we paskin and Yuma, that big day kahuna, are woven, but they're not maisemacha. They're not done with a needle point. Yuma 72b. And according to that, you cannot sew it with a needle. And if so, it is pasul permanently. And therefore, he's over. Just ripping them out. And that's derech hashchasa. So in other words, there's no real chilek between the me'il and other begadim. The yesod is one. It has to be pasul avayda. The other begadim, there has to be a more significant rip. And the me'il, it's even a smaller rip. Because that already passes it lavoda, because it opens up the whole me'il when you rip it at the top. So that is pshat in the Rambam. The Alpi Zen nira li davar nifla beha'aras makoiroi tor shel Rabbeinu Zal. What was the Rambam's makor? When the Rambam writes over here that the me'il didn't have sleeves, and the Ravid writes shelo yadam inayin leize from vanin beistis, from where does the Rambam know this information? That if it doesn't have me'il, if it doesn't have sleeves, where does the Rambam know this? For Gama Kesef Mishnah lo hera makore, Kesef Mishnah didn't reveal the Rambam's makor. For Alpi Madisa b'Zvachim, and it's based on the Mishnah Zvachim. Shteitn Zvachim of Sadi Daladam was based. Beged sheyotzem mechutz lekutzuklaim, the beged on which was sprinkled from the damachatos, and it went out of the azara. So you have to wash it in the azara. So nichnas, you bring it back into the azara. U'mechavsei b'makom kodesh, and you wash it in a holy place. Nitma chutz leklaim, if the beged became tameh outside of the azara, became tameh. Koiroi, you rip it, and this way it becomes tar mitumaso, and then you're allowed to bring it into the azara. V'nechas u'mechavsei b'makom kodesh. And then you wash it in a holy place. So this beggar that you want to wash, you can't just bring it in because it's tameh. And therefore you have to rip it. Then it becomes tar mitumasai. And then you bring it back into the makom, you bring it back into the makom kadosh, and you can wash it there. Okay, that is the Mishnah in Zvachim 94b. Says the Talmud 95a, Amar Reish Lakish, Me'il Shenitma Machnisa Gepochis Mishalosh Al Shalosh. You have a Me'il of the Big Day Kahuna, on which Dam HaChatas was sprinkled, and it went out of the claim, and then it becomes Tameh. So you bring it in less than three. In other words, you bring the La'azoras makom hadam shebebeged, the place of the dam, in a shear of less than three etzbois and three etzbos, which is a shear beged tameh. So it's less than a shear. U'mechapsay, and then you wash it there. Mishum, you can't rip it, because it says lo yikareya. There's an issue of ripping the me'il. So ripping the me'il is not an option. And therefore, you bring it in pachas mishalosh shalosh. Rashi says, "Neil shall big day kumashit lazit mitam achatas v'yatzachutz leklaim benitam machnis makom adam lefnim pachas mishalosh shalosh ina machnis shiur beget tami lazara v'shiyev shal lekara lachnisa mishum shenem elayi kareya. You can't rip it. It says elayi kareya. And yet it's come for the shayla. Why can't you rip it? I mean, why is the meal different than the other begadim? You can't rip any of the begadim. V'nei shladak dek madua noka dafka meal. Halo iser kriya hu b'chol big day kahuna. K'mo dam rinin b'yuma, da koreya big day kahuna loike. Maishna del nokat meal, v'abalei lememra big day kahuna shenitmu machnitzen pachas migimel al gimu mechapsen. Why does Reish Lakish pick on the meal? Should be any baguette, you have to bring it in three on three, less than three by three. So because of this, the author of the Karban Chagiga, as brought by the Mishnah Lamelech, says, the Dafka Me'il, you needed this tikkun of less than three on three by three. But b'shar bigdei kohuna, you can rip them because it's not derech hashchasa. You're not doing it in a destructive way. You're doing it because you want to bring it into the. You want to be metaret in order to wash it. So that's not considered derech hashchasa. But the me'il, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. It's going to be yasur no matter what. So that would be a source for the chiluk of the carbon chagiga based on the Rambam that me'il, any ripping is yasur, and other begadim, it's only derech hashchasa. In the me'il, other begadim you can rip and then bring in because it's not considered derech hashchasa. You're doing it in order to be metaret the beged, to wash it. In the me'il, it's yasur because it's even if it's not derech hashchasa, the me'il, you're not allowed to rip it at all, and you have to bring it in pachas pachas migimel tfachim. Migimel atzbois. Vayein mishnah lamelech perachas milchus maseh akorbanos halacha dalet b'shem akorban chagiga. However, so that's the korban chagiga. Laniu staiti achilik shchasu korban chagiga shebigdei kohuna mutar lekorban kedei letara shim sheinu derech hashchasu. So this vort of the korban chagiga that you're allowed to rip them. Why are you allowed to rip them? Because it's not considered derech hashchasa. Because he's doing it letzarech kibus damachatas, it's tamua. Very hard to understand this. Why? Movad, mashi dachok v'nol nitan le'amr klal lechilik bein mila bigdei kuhuna lo imar dibmi alasar. Shalai b'derech hachshchasa. Wo bigdei kuhuna mutu shalai b'derech hachshchasa. Kumo shiksavti le'el. Kevin shemichad kor nafka mina alay lechalik bein hashab. First of all, you can't distinguish between the mi'il, which is asr shalai b'derech hachshchasa, and other bigdei kahuna, which are atzer only b'derech hashchasa. Because they're all coming from one source. So how do they have different halachas if they're coming from one source? Milvad zehu tamua ma shekasav, zeh shekoren kedei letaren lo chashiv derech hashchasa, kedei shiyucha lachnitzen b'mikdash l'chapis damachatas. It's also tamua that he writes that if you rip it in order to purify it, that's not considered derech hashchasa. Because you're doing it in order to wash the blood of the chatas off. Now, that's not true. Tahamuchach mikama duchti dover alav de los asim lakein lashem alakechem. Av shos is el tzarech tikun. Because we see in numerous places that you're over and destroying holy objects, even if you do it letzarech tikun. Kevin demikom makom umash chizkuf hadover. So to say that to rip it up in order to be metired, is not considered derech hashchas is incorrect, because you see that even when you destroy your oven lasasim l'kem l'shem l'kechem, even if you do it in order to be metaken, it's still considered lasasim ken l'shem l'kechem. It's still considered a hashchas, even though you're doing it in order to be metaken. Because if you're mashchas guf hadover, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. Like we see in Sukkah 53b, it says gadol hashalim. Gadol Hashalom, Amra Torah Yamachad Shmi Shenichta Vikdusha. Since peace is so great between man and wife, we erase God's name for the rights of the Sota woman in order to make peace between man and wife. Alma. Oh. Dilav de Gadol Hashalom, Haya Asur Limchais Hashem. After Mitakin Al Yidei Kenu Voidei Kasoita. If not for Gadol Hashalom, it would be forbidden to erase God's name. Even though you're fixing, you're making a tikkun, you're checking the seita. In other words, we need to come out to Gadol Hashalom. Otherwise, it would be us to rip to erase God's name. Even though you're doing it for a tikkun, you're doing it to bring peace between man and wife. And to check the site. So without the Gadol Hashalom, be forbidden, even though it's not derech hashchasa. So you see that if you erase God's name, even if your intentions are good, it's still considered derech hashchasa. So too, if you rip the garment, even in order to be metaret, It's still considered the derech, because you want to wash it, it's still considered derech hashchasa. We see also there in the Gemara, they weren't allowed, there was going to be a flood that was going to, from the Beis HaMikdash, and that was going to destroy the world, so they threw God's name in there. And the Gemara says there that it's Aser, Mishum Mechikas Hashem. Even though he was doing it L'tzarech Tikkun HaOlam, even though David HaMelech was putting Hashem's name in there, L'tzarech Tikkun HaOlam, it's still Aser, because it's... it's erasing God's name. The Gemara there says, "B'shal shakar David shitin, kafat ahayma, ubala mishtefei ara." So this to home. David HaMelech dug in the depths in the Beis HaMikdash. He made to home the water from the depths. We're about to flood the earth. And then it says there, David says, does anybody know if it's allowed, permitted to write God's name on earthenware and throw it in there in order that the water should go down? And nobody could tell him. So David HaMelech says, anybody who knows and doesn't say should be choked. So Achitofel says, if you could do it to make peace between man and wife, you can do it to make peace for the whole world. So he says it's mutter. David throws it in. So you see, you needed to come onto this kal v'chomer of shalom ben ish l'ishto. Otherwise it would be aser, even though it's still, you're doing it to save the world. But still it's aser. So this whole thesis of the Karban Chagiga, that if you're erasing something or destroying something for a good purpose, it's not considered derech hashchas, it's not true. As you see from the fact that you're not allowed to erase God's name, even if it's for a good purpose. Psachim 48a, Makkos 22a, if you burn atzei hekdesh, you're over mishum lov delo sasekein l'shem lokechem, even though you're doing it for to cook. So it's not hashchas, it's a tikkun. So, Elavadei Muchach Mikol Eilus, from all these proofs, it's clear, Sha'aser Lasis Hashchasa Beguf HaDavar HaMakudish. Even though you're doing it, Ayidei Tikun LaDavar Acher. Even though you're doing it to fix something, it's still considered a Hashchasa. And with this, we can also understand another Rambam in Yisori HaTorah 6:1. It says, if you're ma'abed shemen, Hashem is hakadoshim ha'torim, shenikar v'ma kodesh baruch hu, harei hu loike min ha'torah, sharei oimer v'ibadetem eshimam. If you destroy a holy name that God is called, you get malchus. He says, you should destroy the avodah zarah, but lo sasun kein l'shem lokechem, but don't do that to Hashem. And because of stam, blo hisna klal, she had derech, dafka derech hashchasa. So he writes the stam, and he doesn't make it tanai that it has to be dafka derech hashchasa. That's when it comes to erasing God's name. Over there, in chapter 6, halacha 7, This was 6:1. In 6:7, it says that if you're soiser afilu even achas min hamizbeach, if you remove even one stone from the zbeach, from the heichal, or the rest of the azara, so you get malchus. You get malchus if you do it derech hashchasa, because it says by avodah zarah ki es mizbechosechem titotzen. You should destroy their mizbechos, but lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem. But don't do that to Hashem. So here we see, very interesting. When it comes to Hashem's name, he doesn't say Derech Hashchasa. When it comes to the Evan, he says Derech Hashchasa. What's the difference? So the answer is that there really is no difference. And when it comes to Hashem's name, you now erase Hashem's name, no matter what, even if your kavanah is for tikkun. It's always considered Derech Hashchasa. So therefore the Rambam writes Stama, you now erase Hashem's name, no matter what. When it comes to the stone of the Mizbech, Rambam says Derech Hashchasa, because if you're removing the stone, we're not talking about smashing the stone itself, but if you're removing the stone to put in another stone for the Mizbeach, then that's fine. So he says, Derech Hashchasa, you're not allowed to smash the stone itself. That's called Derech Hashchasa. But if you're removing the stone in order to put in a different stone, then that's fine. So either you remove the stone for no reason, that's Aser, or you smash the stone itself, that's also Aser. So Rambam here said it's Tanayev Derech Hashchasa, because you have to actually smash the stone, and the Rambam is Merames that if you just remove the stone to put in another stone, it's fine, that's not considered Derech Hashchasa. Whereas when it comes to erasing Hashem's name, it's always going to be Aser, no matter what your intent is. Here by the stone of the Beis HaMikdash, since you're not smashing the stone itself, you're fine. And so the Rambam says, Derech Hashchasa, meaning don't smash the stone itself. Which is parallel to erasing Hashem's name. Self-dover, there's really no chiluk between the two. You're not allowed to erase God's name, you're not allowed to smash a stone, no matter what your intentions are. And that's the same vort about the Me'il and the other big day kahuna. It's always Aser. It's by the other big day kahuna, not any little rip will be Aser. So it has to be Derech Hashchasa that it's puzzle for big day kahuna. Whereas by the Migdei Kahuna, even by the Meal, even a little rip is going to be mashchusit and pasulit. So if you do it Derech Hashchas, even if you have Kavanah L'Tzarech Tikkun, it doesn't help us. So that is the Mahalach of the Baal HaMar Cheshes, and he's... Ma'arich me'od b'zeh, see, Baruch Hashem. So, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, hopefully we'll zochet to see more, and to see the flows mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Please stay tuned for more B'nai Nefesh.